This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shopping malls in this shopping-crazed country aren't doing as well as one might think. Something like a third of them are in serious trouble. Lots are flat-out shutting down, in part because we're shopping elsewhere. Elsewhere as in online. Dozens of what are called dead malls have been bulldozed, but others are searching for a second life even with one foot in the grave. Blake Farmer reports now from WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee.
Welcome to the retail wasteland that is Hickory Hollow Mall. Two stories and a million square feet surrounded by a sea of parking lots. Empty parking lots. About the only thing it's good for at the moment is a game of street hockey, but there are plans for a couple of indoor hockey rinks. The city has taken over the old JCPenney to build a library. Dillard's is a satellite campus for a community college.
You name it, people are coming up with a really wide range of uses to plug back into these facilities, but I really would not say that it's come down to a magic formula.
Ellen Dunham Jones is a Georgia Tech professor who keeps track of hundreds of shopping centers around the country that are dead or dying. According to her database, roughly 40 have been scraped to the ground. 50 or so are giving it another shot. She says the key to success is making sure it looks and feels substantially different.
If people go and just sort of feel like, it's sort of the same old place, or it feels kind of creepy, it feels empty, that's not going to work very well.
Not too long ago, Nashville's Hickory Hollow was the place to be.
Describe what you're seeing right now.
It's pretty empty. I thought there'd be more to it, honestly.
Jade Bradshaw is a young mother who grew up spending her Friday nights here. The anchor stores are being converted to new attractions, but all the interior shops have been rebranded as a global mall to cater to the area's increasingly diverse population. Things have been so slow since the grand opening in May, tenants still haven't been charged rent. Aza Aribi from Egypt has a jewelry shop. If she did have to pay rent?
I will be closed after 1 week. I can't make it.
As of late last year, the new landlords are a well-intentioned husband and wife from India who've never owned a mall. Dr. Rita Agarwal was just looking for space to open a small medical clinic. But when she talked to the corporate owners, they practically handed her most of the mall for $1 million. To put this in perspective, it sold for more than $100 million 15 years ago.
That was the whole point of buying it, is turning it around.
And you did it sort of reluctantly, right? I mean,
Everybody's scared. We're really simple people, let's put it this way.
Dr. Agarwal says the hockey rinks and library coming to the site in the next few years should be a shot in the arm.
Really, the community is building it. When a community builds something, it's theirs.
If dead malls like this one do pull off a resurrection, they'll prove some experts wrong. An executive with one of the country's largest mall owners told a trade publication recently, many need to be demolished. You can put up all the signs you want and charge as low rent as you want, he said. Sometimes a mall has just reached the end of its useful life. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.